Obi-Wan leaped off the swoop and activated his lightsaber in one motion. He ran through the Soro sub. It took only a few seconds to discover what had happened. "They flew out the cargo door as soon as we came in through the landing ramp," Obi-Wan said, disgusted. "He planned it." He ran to the cockpit controls. He stabbed at the activation key for the landing ramp, then to cargo doors. "He's locked them." He tried the engines. Nothing happened. "The ship is in complete lockdown." Obi-Wan's face was dark with anger. Anakin watched, fascinated, as his master absorbed his anger and then released it. "So here we are," Obi-Wan said in a measured tone. "Locked in." He crossed to the cockpit windscreen. Granta, Omega, and Malor were nowhere in sight. But the mountain was. It filled their vision as it belched rocks and steam. As they watched, the ship suddenly shook with the tremor of a huge groundquake. The scene in front of them vibrated. Anakin couldn't believe what he was seeing. The peak was now disintegrating. Huge chunks of the mountain were falling away. The entire side of the volcano was collapsing in a tremendous landslide. And they were in its path. Obi-Wan tried the engines again. "I don't know how to override this. Let me try." There was nothing Anakin couldn't do with engines. He slid open the panel to the engine and slithered inside. "This will take me about 20 minutes. "We don't have 20, Obi-Wan said. "We have maybe 5 before the lava pours out. If we're lucky, we'll have to cut our way out." Anakin scrambled out and followed Obi-Wan to the opening to the ramp. Obi-Wan began to try to cut the Durasteel away. "Something's wrong," he muttered as Anakin joined him. "The ship's hull should be thin here." The minutes ticked by as they worked at the metal. Obi-Wan looked out the windscreen to check the progress of the eruption. "We're not going to make it." They looked at each other. They hadn't given up hope. There was a way out. There always was. They just didn't have much time to figure it out. Lava was now spewing out of the top of the mountain. Obi-Wan pushed his lightsaber through the door. He began to move it downward, straining with the effort. Anakin joined him, the sweat rolling down his face. Suddenly and violently, molten lava poured out of the volcano at frightening speed. The avalanche of rock and lava smashed against the ship. The jolt threw them across the cockpit and slammed them against the opposite wall. The craft tilted onto one side, sending them crashing onto the floor. The ship jolted downhill at incredible speed, carried by the force of the landslide. Anakin hung onto the wall. Looking straight up, he could see through the cockpit windscreen. All he saw was rocks and lava obscuring his view of the sky. He knew where they were being carried. The rock slide would drop them into the sea. They would sink, or else they would be caught in the giant tidal wave that was forming even now. Obi-Wan suddenly pounded against the ship's wall with his lightsaber hilt as they bounced down the mountain, swept along by the lava flow. Anakin had never seen his master give way to his anger before. "That's it!" Obi-Wan shouted over the awful roaring noise. "It's a ship within a ship! That's why the walls are so thick! Anakin, help me find it!" "Find what?" he shouted. "The cockpit! The real cockpit!" Obi-Wan scrambled along the wall, knocking on it with the hilt of his lightsaber. "Listen for something hollow." The lurching of the ship made it hard to maneuver, but Anakin followed his master. He knocked against the wall with his lightsaber hilt. "Here!" Obi-Wan shouted suddenly. He activated his lightsaber and began to cut through the wall. Anakin grabbed handholds and fought his way toward his master. He worked alongside him. Obi-Wan was right. The metal was thinner here. It peeled back in strips. They were being pounded by the landslide, and it was hard to cut, but they struggled to finish. At last, there was an opening large enough to crawl inside. To Anakin's surprise, he found a complete cockpit with engine controls. "Can you fly it?" Obi-Wan asked. Anakin nodded. He strapped himself into the seat. The ship was on its side. He pushed the left engine, and the ship rose straight up. He kept pushing the engine, and the ship revolved. Then he accelerated, and they shot through the lava and the pummeling rocks into the clear air above. Obi-Wan sank back into the seat next to him.
Where to, Master?
They'll be watching from a safe distance, Obi-Wan said. Along the coast, but out of range of the wave. He bent over the scanner, comparing its readings to the map on the shipboard computer. Let's try these coordinates. He pointed them out to Anakin. He nodded and piloted the ship back toward the eruption.
Master, look!
Anakin pointed ahead. The Harridan captain and the soldiers were trapped on the plain as the landslide headed toward them. They had turned to face it. There was nowhere to run.
See if we can make it, Obi-Wan ordered. Push the engines!
Anakin accelerated till the engines screamed, piloting the ship straight into the spew of lava and rocks. The ship shook as a boulder struck it. Then another. Captain Wellfoot saw them approaching and lifted a hand. Anakin did not know if it was in thanks or farewell. In the next instant, the landslide had swept him and his soldiers to their deaths. They were buried under the land they had fought over so desperately. Shaken, Anakin pushed the engines to rise above the eruption again. He felt a sickness in his stomach. His master said nothing, but closed his eyes for a moment.
I wish I hadn't seen that, Anakin said.
Obi-Wan opened his eyes. Such is the life of a Jedi. The cockpit indicators began to swing wildly. The ship lurched to one side.
I think the power cells were hit, Anakin said. We've got to land. The power is draining fast.
All right, land it where you can. Anakin found a smooth area of sand. They were near the coast of the sea here. He set the ship down bumpily. He had just enough energy to land. The ship settled into the sand, and the engines cut out.
Good thing we still have the swoops, Obi-Wan said.